ABC Radio Australia.
COVID-19 has led to a dramatic spike in money being sent digitally from countries like Australia and New Zealand to the Pacific. But experts say high fees, which are some of the highest in the world, and also expensive internet, are still issues that need to be addressed. Many Pacific governments are now joining a global campaign to pressure operators to reduce their costs, arguing remittances are a lifeline for many, especially during the global pandemic. Nicholas Zambulis has more.
When countries around the world started shutting their borders, introducing lockdowns and leaving people without work, it was predicted remittances would fall sharply. The World Bank estimated the amount of money being sent to the Pacific in 2020 would drop by 17%. But those forecasts have proved wrong in many Pacific countries, including Fiji, and it was largely thanks to technology.
Contrary to what many experts in this industry have predicted, we actually have seen that it really bounced back over the course of May, June, July, and even up to into August. This was primarily driven by an uptick in digitally enabled remittances.
Bram Peters is the program manager of the Pacific Financial Inclusion Program that aims to help low-income earners in the region access financial services. He says both the number and value of money sent to Fiji via a mobile money wallet app has quadrupled between February and August.
The increase has been so significant that it's more than 400% as compared to pre-COVID levels. So they, over the course of a couple of months, they've really boosted the numbers there.
It's people like Jovessa Fotofili, a Fijian student living in Melbourne, that's still in lockdown, who's been making the switch to digital.
I use a digital app to transfer money and send it over to my family in Fiji, especially to my parents and my son. I send money a minimum once a week and a maximum three times a week. Before I came to know about the digital app, I was sending it through physical transaction, which was much costly than the digital app.
Fees and commissions have long made sending money back to the Pacific a costly exercise. They're among the highest in the world. Previous estimates have put transfer costs as high as 10%, and the region's peak body, the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat, as well as countries like Fiji and Vanuatu, recently joined global calls to reduce transfer costs during COVID-19. Digital technology researcher Dr. Amanda Watson says the pandemic's put the issue back on the Pacific government's radars.
There's actually global bodies, and including Pacific governments, that are perhaps more aware of this issue than they might have been before and actively trying to get something happening to make it easier and better and cheaper, at least during the pandemic.
And there is a growing number of mobile transfer operators, like Harold Dimple, who heads up the company Rocket Remit. He says mobile money is a niche part of the market that banks generally don't specialise in.
We send to people who fundamentally don't have a bank account, so they would traditionally do some sort of cash over-the-counter remittance. The people that use the banking system are usually a little bit wealthier, and they might be transferring larger amounts for different reasons. But for usually family support, bank transfers are not necessarily the biggest and most popular method.
Jovessa Fotofili in Melbourne says mobile money apps are also much quicker.
I can send money anytime, anywhere, any place, as long as the connection is good.
But mobile money transfers still make up a fraction of all remittances. Figures from Samoa's central bank show that while they grew from less than 0.5%, they only made up between 1.4 and 2% of all transfers in April and May this year, while non-banks made up more than 90% in May. And many of the mobile transfer operators are still charging fees, although they're generally at least half the fees charged for cash-based services. Some of them were waived during the height of COVID-19 lockdowns, which Bram Peters from Pacific Financial Inclusion Program says appears to have had a lasting impact.
We've continued to monitor the transactions during the promotional period, and we've actually seen that even after that fee-free period, those levels maintain pretty much the same on average and slowly growing. So it's maintaining pace, and that's really good. And what we've also seen is that new partners that were not connected to the platform have come on board as well.
His program has been working with the main phone provider in Fiji and now has plans to expand to Tonga, where remittances make up 40% of GDP, the highest proportion in the world. They're also campaigning to reduce the cost of remittances. But Dr. Amanda Watson from the Pacific Affairs Department at the Australian National University says the problem of internet access has to be solved before any Pacific country makes a complete switch to digital transfers.
A key challenge is, of course, price. And the internet price in some parts of the Pacific is still very expensive by world standards. But certainly price is a key issue. But for other people in the Pacific, it's also about access and choice and speed and reliability of the internet. For instance, in some countries like Niue and a number of Pacific Island nations, there's only one provider, so people don't have a lot of choice. It's not like they can go to a different mobile phone operator if they're feeling that their internet's not working well. So there's issues of choice and market competition. For instance, in Papua New Guinea, there are provinces like Gulf Province that have no bank branches, and it would be very difficult for people in some places without electricity and so on to be able to do this. But obviously, for those who can take advantage of the opportunity to use smartphone apps, then obviously that's clearly more efficient and better for them.